Guest today is Dr. Mark Zirkus. He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. His website is drcircus.com, and that name is spelled S-I-R-C-U-S. And we were talking about water, which I think that probably most people do not drink enough of, and I think probably half the planet is probably dehydrated.
Correct. And that's probably conservative, half. For sure, everybody who drinks Coca-Cola or Pepsi or any of these diet beverages are totally dehydrated because these are very acidic, dehydrating substances. And if you drink a lot of coffee and tea, we all need real water. And regular water, the water that most people drink, whether it be tap water or bottled water, even bottled mineral water, comes in plastic. There's different qualities of plastic. The plastic is still plastic. Some are much worse than others. These waters are not healthy. And even if you distill your water or you put it through a reverse osmosis filter, you still don't end up with really good water. And if we put it through an ionizing machine that costs $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you still don't end up getting really, really good water. And what is really, really good water? You can pay through the nose and still have to put it in plastic and have it be stale by the time you drink it. But the best waters are the high magnesium and bicarbonate waters. And there are a few places around the world that have exceptionally high levels of magnesium and bicarbonates in the water. And magnesium bicarbonate is like the ultimate. I have a chapter in my bicarbonate book. It's like the ultimate mitochondrial cocktail. Magnesium and bicarbonate together really fire up the mitochondria. Of course, they create the energy, which keeps us animated. So we were talking before about alkaline and pH. These high pH machines, they don't put any alkalinity into the water because they don't put bicarbonate or magnesium in the water. So in my book, Water Medicine, I define the most basic medicine as water. But it's not just any water, it's a certain type of water, which would be really have nice quantities of magnesium and bicarbonate. It would have a high pH. The structure of the water would be favorable for full hydration. And the water business is very, very competitive. And since the Western and even Eastern, even Russia, the level of science and water is kind of primitive. And there's certain reasons for that. It was not a very popular thing to research about water because it has some mystical qualities that scientists just get very frustrated with. And bottom line is I found this water machine, and I am going to start promoting it, sending it for exporting here from Brazil. And this also in a few weeks. The unit is the design to take tap water and for very little money put out this ideal water. The only thing that wouldn't be perfect about it is if you were feeding it with fluoride. The fluoride in the water.
Yeah.
Now, the machine itself, to its credit, will even take out half the fluoride. But the thing would be to use, if your house has fluoridated water, would be to use a pre-filter and take out the fluoride and then feed it with the tap water. And then you'd have perfect water.
Ah, all righty. Oh, we have a break. We will take calls after the break at 800-313-9443. And when we come back, I'd like to know your opinion of colloidal silver, and we also have some questions from the chat room. So we'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And just before the break, I asked about colloidal silver and what your views are on that.
Well, it's a tough question. I've had that at the house for years, but never really used it very much. Never found it to be as direct, let's use the word, directly powerful as something like iodine or the sodium bicarbonate, the magnesium. It's something I respect, and I think it has many uses, including in water filtration. But it didn't hit. Wasn't sufficiently powerful enough for me to put it in terms of priority in my protocol.
Okay. All right, we have some callers. I also have a question from the chat room. Please ask if magnesium might help with the anxiety of leaky gut syndrome.
That's the question?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a good question because, especially for something like leaky gut, there is no one substance. Sure, magnesium is important as a part of every protocol because there's nothing that replaces it. You can have whatever your pathology is, whether it be leaky gut or chronic migraines or whatever you have, magnesium needs to be a part of it because if you leave the magnesium out, which of course all doctors do, you know, most of the allopathic doctors do, if you leave it out, it's like being an emergency room doctor and here your patient gets, you put in front of you and you don't even pay attention to the fact that the patient's not breathing. If you just ignore that, of course the patient dies and forget about it. magnesium is similar. It's not quite as dramatic as stopping breathing, for sure not. But in terms of health status, especially when you have any chronic situation, without the magnesium and without putting it in, of course, you're not going to get anywhere, because it's like trying to fix a building and because up on the 12th floor, but the problem's in the foundation.
Right. Okay.
The answer is yes, it will help, but especially for the gut, it's not a standalone medicine.
Okay.
It's a neat protocol.
All righty. Let's take a call. Let's take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi. We had a question. We have somebody with a hypothyroid condition, and we have been able to get a hold of the iodorol, that product, but we've known a little bit about Lugol's that was mentioned, and but we're finding it difficult to obtain it. Is there some information on how we could get a hold of that?
Where are you?
We're in Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Should get to find it easily online. When I linked to a company outside the United States in Ecuador that ship it internationally. But I don't think you should have, you should just do a Google search and ship it to find somebody that either that or the Nascent iodine, that's easy enough to get. But you shouldn't have any problem with the Lugol's.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I think
we'll,
you can get it from Amazon. If you send me an email, I can give you a site that you can get the iodorol and the Lugol's. What would you recommend, Dr. Serkis, between iodorol or Lugol's? Do you prefer one over the other?
Yes, I do. I mean, my friends, medical friends, they tend to use the pill form, but I like liquid minerals. Liquid minerals are easier to absorb than solid ones. Solid ones need to be broken down. You have to have good hydrochloric acid status in the stomach. So there's some iffiness. I recommend as the first line the Nascent iodine because it's an atomic form, and as such it's already in the form that the body uses. So it's kind of like rocket fuel, but it's very expensive. So not everybody can afford it. So I go with the Lugol's also, especially if you use it for body painting, because you can buy different concentrations of Lugol's. It's been around for really, over 150 years. I read in a little book, wasn't so little actually, a book from 1826 talking about iodine administration.
Wow. Now, do you prefer the 2%?
For oral, yes.
Okay. And if you're hypothyroid, how much should you be taking? And can you ever get off thyroid medication if you take iodine?
Yeah, This gets very complicated. First of all, when you talk seriously about iodine supplementation, you also have to be talking about selenium. And when you talk about selenium, you need vitamin E. So selenium, especially for thyroid-compromised people, the selenium is really essential to take with the iodine to make the iodine much safer, and it makes the whole approach more stable. And if you're going to take a lot of selenium, you're going to want to take vitamin E with it. There's certain balances that incorporate the use of selenium, the need for selenium with iodine. And also, as Dr. Brownstein points out, many thyroid-compromised people would have to take like a bovine, natural bovine thyroid hormone with the iodine. So when you're talking about people who have iodine diseases or missing even they've had their iodine removed, you're talking about a delicate situation that's good to have some sort of supervision with. Very few doctors could supervise, but they're naturopaths, more knowledgeable about these things. So it has to be approached delicately. Even a person, somebody is just never used iodine before and they start taking it, and their thyroid is, just say, I mean, they have basic health, but their thyroid is full of poisons, the fluoride, the bromide, and the rocket fuel, and even mercury will get into the thyroid. So when you if you take a big dose of thyroid, I mean, or iodine, and you have trouble with your thyroid, you can get a big detox reaction. It'll start flushing out these poisons out of the thyroid. So it's not, you know, for thyroid compromised people, it's just not so simple as, okay, I'm going to go take my iodine. And even with cancer patients, I tell them to start at very low dosages. And then with each dosage, you can do 3-4 times a day, 5 times a day. With each dosage, if you had no reaction and it's fine, every time you take another dose, you increase it by another drop and another drop. And you gradually take your dosages up to the ceiling. Which, I mean, in certain situations, if you have an infection and it's life-threatening, you really don't want to take your time. You want to go up very, very quickly. But the slower you go, and the sea, it's like putting your toes in the water to see how, you know, hot it is.
Sure.
You want to see the, if you approach it, you know, with some intelligence and with some patience, then it becomes much safer and you reduce the chance of reactions. But bottom line is, you can't live without iodine. It's a basis of metabolism. All the cells need some iodine, and the breasts and the prostate gland and the ovaries, they concentrate, and the thyroid, of course, concentrate iodine more than other organs in the body, and thus, when we're deficient in iodine, it leads to diseases or cancer in these organs. So for cancer, iodine also is super critical.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, Steve, for bringing this up. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
It has been a while. Thank you for calling.
Because of my job, I happen to have an extra day off today. And, Doctor, God created us from the dirt of the earth. And these minerals and everything that you're talking about come from the earth. So isn't it just common sense that we need these minerals because we came from the earth?
Well, you could say the earth and from the sea. I
mean, right.
Of course, the sea is full of minerals that came from the earth in the first place. people for decades have been talking about vitamins and vitamins and vitamins, and they don't really talk much. I have not concentrated on minerals. But plants and us, we are more dependent actually on the minerals than on the vitamins. Of course, I'm not trying to talk down vitamins, but minerals are like try to grow a plant in mineral poor soil, and you're going to get a poor plant. So yeah, the basics. So the basic foundation for healthy physiology. And they also protect us against all the poisons in the environment. When you're mineral deficient, then you take in some mercury in the air or some water, you get a vaccine, or any of the contaminants, the fluoride, all of these poisons, they stick to the cells more quickly if there are holes in them because the minerals are missing. So, yes, I'm a mineral man.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to me that these pharmaceutical and the medical industry are trying to keep us away from this natural, the minerals and everything, because we came naturally from the earth, and they don't want us to know all this truth that you're talking about. And the machine that you're going to be coming out that has the magnesium in the
injection,
with the water, is it electrical or is it non-electrical?
Non-electrical.
Really?
Really, really. I'm drinking it now. The guy put it in the. I'll talk about it when I come back. But
right.
It took me 1 hour just to fall in love with the water that came out of this machine.
All right, gentlemen, we'll be right back. Barry, feel free to stay over the break. Be right back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're
now
facing
more than
closure,
ever,
we can help.
Don't go it alone.
Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who is also complete.
Uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Circus. His website is drcircus.com. That's S-I-R-C-U-S. I'm really excited about your book. But anyway, Barry is still on the line, and you were talking about this machine that it is not electrical.
Non-electrical. Yeah. Yes, it's non-electrical. And we literally take tap water and turn it into a very fine, high alkaline, highly mineralized water.
Yeah, how big is it? Is it where you can, if you have to bug out, you can take it with you?
No, they don't have that. They have a small one. I think they have a small one, but the standard version is one of these, like a Berkey type of things. It's a gravity fed, and you can put it on top of either it comes with either a tub underneath it, or you put it on top of a water cooler and drips into your water cooler.
Okay, well, in that case, if you want to store some of the water, you recommend storing it in glass container?
Well, you can store it, but you wouldn't want to store it very long. The idea when you drink this kind of, it's like a fresh water that's highly mineralized and it has a certain structure. So it has its highest rating in terms of antioxidant power in the first, like, 48 hours.
Okay, and it also detoxes your body, too?
Of course, any good mineral water will assist in that process.
Yeah, right now I'm drinking distilled water because that's the best that I can get for right now.
I did for about, when I lived in Florida, I've been, as I said before, I was down here in Brazil 21 years, and I own a place in the interior where you can drink the water right out of the river, but I live in the coast, in the city, and but in Florida, the water was so bad, for 6 years I drank distilled water. I had a distiller in one of my bathrooms, and I just filled the bathtub full of 1 gallon jugs of. But it's missing all the minerals. And
Right. Sure,
you can treat your distilled water. You can put a little bit of bicarbonate in it, sodium bicarbonate, and then a little bit of magnesium, and just enough to where you don't even taste it, and actually put your jugs or whatever out in the sun, and you can bring it back to life somewhat. But
where do I get the sodium bicarbonate and all what you just mentioned?
Well, sodium bicarbonate you can buy in any supermarket, Arm & Hammer's, for almost nothing. I mean, I'm the only doctor in the world who's written a book about sodium bicarbonate and its use in medicine, and specifically its use as a cancer treatment. But everybody needs bicarbonates. You know, as we get older, we become less. Our body struggles to make enough. Our stomach makes it to neutralize and protect the stomach linings from the hydrochloric acid. The pancreas makes it as the food to neutralize the acid as the food comes out of the stomach. And the kidneys make it to keep the blood in balance. But unfortunately, we get behind, like everything else, in minerals, and we become acid. And that's really a measure of lack of bicarbonate. So if you give sodium bicarbonate, it's the fast way to raise the body's pH, because it's very alkaline. Even though baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, doesn't have that high of a pH, but it's very alkaline. It's very powerful. So,
well, Deanna, I have to say, you have some of the best guests that come on. I mean, I get so, with so much great knowledge and solutions. And I just want to thank you. John Moore has a doctor that comes on every 2 weeks, and he doesn't use regular medicine anymore. He's been researching and finding all these different things, like he's mentioning today. And in fact, he mentioned your name. He's read your books, and he's going back and re-educating himself. So there is some doctors out there that are doing what you're doing.
Yes, there is. There are some very fine, despite all the medical, the government and the medical licensing boards and the CDC and the FDA and medical professors, there's still some really good, caring doctors out there. And I'm fortunate enough to know some of them. So,
thank you so much. And I really appreciate what you told me today.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you for your kind words.
Alrighty, let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I have a nascent 2% from Sophia's small storm at AvantarProducts.com. She's the one behind 911 Mysteries. You remember that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so you got it from her. Okay.
Yeah, you might want to interview her. I don't know what she's been doing these days. But I wanted to ask Dr. Circus, a neurologist down in Brazil, Cicero Cambra, does he know of him?
No, I don't think so.
He's kind of world famous in treating autoimmune multiple sclerosis, in particular with high dose vitamin D.
Alrighty, we're going to a break, gentlemen. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Wes, you're certainly welcome to stay over the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Circus. His website is drcircus.com. And Wes, you were right in the middle of a question.
Yeah, I had a second one. I wanted to comment on this. Dr. Comba has a half-hour YouTube video. It's in Portuguese, so you have to switch on for the English subtitles. On one of the postings up there, it has the English subtitles. The other question was about sun gazing, staring at the sun. Does Dr. Circus know anything about that one?
Yes, I do. As I think I mentioned before, in this last 6 years, I've been building a sanctuary in the interior of Brazil, and I was there for 10 months. I'm still not finished. I hope to finish it this year. But I was living there for 10 months, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd go on my veranda. It was on the second floor, and I started solar gazing, meaning eating the sun with my eyes, staring directly into it from the first seconds as it just broke up over the horizon. It came up a little late there because we had mountains surrounding us, so if you're doing it at sea level, it's even nicer. And yes, I found it to be incredibly profound, very, very interesting, and I believe on the long term, very healthy as well.
Okay,
as long as one doesn't overdo it.
There is a Eat the Sun video on the net for it's an hour and a half, and got my curiosity up, and now I've done it probably 2 hours in the last 2 months, and at first I was a little bit more blinded for a time after having done it, you know, it was hard for my eyes to adjust to inside, but now more and more it takes less time after staring at the sun for my eyes to once again adjust to lower light conditions in the house. But yeah, I'm trying to get 5 or 10 minutes of it every day, and I've heard a few other people say that it stimulates your goes from what serotonin to whatever. There's two different. One is serotonin, the other is anyway. It gets it going. I like it. Your audio, by the way, Dr. Circus, this last response sounded better. It was coming hollow and mumble as if it might have been speakerphone, but this is, I heard, understood everything you just said about the sun.
It could be your audio, because I haven't noticed any difficulty, Wes.
Oh, okay, well, like I said, this last comment that he made on the sun,
okay.
I could catch every word, so it did improve.
Okay, super. All right, we're going to cut you loose here. We've got some other calls. Did you have another question?
No, that'll do it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Wes. All right, let's take Annette in Utah. Annette, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
In Utah, we have a product called Redmond Clay, and it's an old seabed, and it's dirt, and you can mix it with water and drink it. And I was wondering if this would be some kind of a supplement that you could take to get some of these minerals in your system, and would your body use it effectively as the products he's talking about?
I know about Redmond Sea Salt. That's the same company, correct?
Right. It's in the same area, but they also have a clay, which is the dirt, and it's, you know, it can heal, like, sore burns and all kinds of things.
Yeah, sure.
yeah.
Yes, I'm not familiar with their particular clay, but if they're selling it for oral use, then you can bet your bottom dollar it's good stuff. And you know, when animals get sick or dogs get sick, they'll eat dirt. Now, I don't recommend eating dirt because dirt is dirty, but clay, clay taken from underground deposits is as pure as it's as pure as anything you can get. So I wrote many years ago a chapter called The Science of the Pure, and clay is one of the pure substances there is, and the property is to attract the impure to it. So it's good, it's better for pulling poisons into it like a sponge pulls water. But as far as giving minerals, it's not the best way to mineralize. So I wouldn't use it. I would use it, but I wouldn't use it. You know, when it comes to minerals, you want to directly. Now, one of the things I recommend is seawater. Now, I live in the coast of Brazil, and 15 minutes from my house, I can go down to a very pristine beach and take my seawater for free. And yes, it's very, very nice, and it's another reason I've delayed my water book, because there are several companies that sell seawater, and there's been a lot of conflicts through the years. And but in Hawaii, they have a tube that goes down 3,000 feet, and they pull up the seawater that's, you know, very old, that's down that far, and very cold, so it's very pure. And they bring it up, and they take the salt out of it, and then they sell most of it in Japan. Last time I was looking at a site, you can buy it though, and it's cheaper than seawater. It basically has all the minerals in it, like 80, all 82 of them, but without the salt. I like drinking the salt water itself. Like I'll do, you know, a morning fast, just drinking, like, I have two cups in front of me, or 4 ounces of seawater, and a big glass of sweet water, and I'll just keep sipping one after another, alternating back and forth. And it's, well, especially if I don't pay for it, it's very good.
Right. But,
would the sea salt have more of the minerals that you could assimilate?
Yeah, there's a little controversy about that. I've written about that. I mean, traditionally, you look on the internet, you know, sea salt, like Himalayan sea salt, is good for that, but it's not the same as real seawater.
Okay.
You can buy seawater in Canada, United States, for about $60 a quart. In Spain, they have a company that's been around 100 years. They sell these little vials, but you know, just a little in each vial. There's pure enough to break them open and inject the stuff. Inject it. You can inject seawater. You can put in enemas. That costs like $200 a liter. This company in Hawaii that sells it without the salt, and it's pretty inexpensive. It's like $23 for 6 liters or something. It's pretty inexpensive. The shipping, of course, gets high. I recommend using and supplementing with magnesium oil, which you can use on the skin, you can drink it, you can nebulize it, sodium bicarbonate. Most people in the beginning, until they really get back to health, the bicarbonate will speed up the process.
How much should you take a day of that?
Well, that's not a good question. Because you actually need to test your pH every day with pH paper or pH meter, and your pH level tells you how much to take.
Okay.
The Arm & Hammer's box says the maximum dose for adult is 7 half teaspoons a day. 7 half teaspoons a day, each in a pretty big glass of water. But you need to, if you're treating cancer, for instance, you want to get your urinary morning pH up to 8. So whatever it takes, however much sodium bicarbonate you need to take, that's how much you take to get it up to 8. And hold it at 8 for a week or 10 days, and then stop for a week, which is suggested on the Arm & Hammer's box. There's a limit, 2 weeks, taking it at these high dosages. Then you have to take a break. And this is all in my sodium bicarbonate book, if you're going to take sodium bicarbonate seriously. It's good to really study up on it.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annette.
Okay,
all right, let's
bye.
Take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program. Marilyn, are you there? Did we lose Marilyn, or is she just away from
Hello?
The phone? Hi.
Hi.
All righty,
I'm
welcome.
Here. Hi. Hi, Dr. Circus. Wondering, just a quick opinion, kind of yes or no, what you think about MMS, Jim Humboldt's MMS formula.
Oh, yeah. A loaded question.
I thought so.
Well, Jim doesn't like me too much because though I've tried it, and I know some doctors who use it specifically transdermally, who I respect, I really don't like and never suggest people to use it for several reasons. One, everything they say it does, iodine does. So the difference, if you're going to use something, and the difference between using something that has toxicity, and the MMS certainly is toxic, and you can tell that right away by either smelling it or putting it and taking it orally. It doesn't sit well in the stomach. Iodine, we don't really have those problems, even though there are some complications with iodine. The body needs the iodine. So I've always, through the years, recommend iodine, not MMS. That's number one. Number two, in my protocol, I ended up sticking with just natural substances, the things that the body needs, even though they're very powerful. I developed my medicine because I discovered that magnesium chloride or magnesium sulfate is injectable in the emergency room. Same with sodium bicarbonate. If your blood is frying with acid, they'll inject it, and it's a medicine. If you take chemotherapy and they don't give you sodium bicarbonate with your chemo, they'll kill you right on the spot. The bicarbonate will buffer the chemo poisons. So then most forms of chemotherapy use sodium bicarbonate. So the MMS to me, and I've seen actually two cases of death from it. There are specific problems. It's nauseating. I personally could never get it down my throat. I tried using it topically for toe fungus, and it was okay, but it wasn't phenomenal.
Well, the new activator, the I forget what they use now, but the activator makes it less nauseating, but I still had questions about it, although Jim is a great guy. But and has saved hundreds, thousands of lives, I guess, with malaria.
I don't know that. I've heard, people say things, but when they don't substantiate it, I don't really trust it.
Okay, what do you think about magnesium stearate, as under other ingredients used as a flow agent in manufacturing of nutrients? Controversy about that also.
I really usually stop pretty short on magnesium and recommend either the chloride form, the sodium, the magnesium chloride, or the sulfate.
This is not a nutritional form of magnesium. It's a hydrogenated oil that's used to lubricate equipment in manufacturing of nutrition. It is just the hydrogenated oil, something people say it's okay. It's in almost everything. Under other ingredients, you will see it. And something
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. So what, is it harmful? I don't know.
Okay,
usually the situation with the different forms, and a lot of different forms of magnesium, is most of them are hard to break down, hard to digest, so they're not really absorbed. So, but I've never heard of a form of magnesium actually that's harmful.
But this is not a nutritional kind of, it's just a flow agent used to make equipment run better. So I'm not talking about a nutritional form of magnesium. Anyway, look into it. Dr. Mercola doesn't like it. Some say no big deal, it's everywhere, but I tend to try to stay away from it. Okay, are you being terrorized by smart meters and chemtrails down there?
No, luckily no. The smart meters they haven't really started with yet, though I'm sure they will give them enough time. And I have never seen in Brazil yet a chemtrail.
I think we all ought to move to Brazil.
Well, since Fukushima, I try to stay as quiet as I can about certain types of things, but sometimes I bubble over. And
right.
If building number 4 goes down in Fukushima and that radioactive pool that's 3 stories up of spent fuel rods falls on the ground, and, well, the whole planet is going to be very sad. But the Northern Hemisphere, And it's only a miracle that it hasn't fallen. Only a miracle. I believe in miracles, but I don't know how long you can count on them in terms of Fukushima.
Question then, how much do you think we're affected by the radiation out here, especially California and the West, as of now?
The report since days after Fukushima, the infant death rate changed. Of course, fetuses and infants are more sensitive to radiation and changes in radiation. We all are living in a toxic world. I mean, even before Fukushima, you guys in California are getting blasted from the mercury fumes from India and China and all their coal plants, electrical coal plants. We have been saturating the planet, over and over and over again, intensifying the poisons. Radiation is one area of that. And today, it's like a wind blowing against us. Yes, we can survive in higher radiation environments, but we need to be stronger to do so. So the minerals, is for taking sodium bicarbonate magnesium baths is just wonderful for terms of radiation and everything else.
Iodine, very important.
Very important.
Alrighty. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Serkis.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Dr. Mark Serkis. He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. His website is drserkis.com. And if you click on all of his books, there's a little icon over on the right side. You do have a book called Bicarbonate and Magnesium Medical Baths, which you mentioned just before we went to the break. And the book says it is directed toward doctors and alternative healthcare practitioners. But can regular people get some benefits from buying this book?
Yes, though I would recommend at this point people get the treatment essentials. I condensed a lot of the information from the bath book, and there's a chapter in the treatment essentials book, which pretty much covers the baths.
Okay. And you have an iodine book? That looks like a pretty good book.
One also that will be coming out in a few weeks with a book on selenium. And then I'm writing also a book called Heat. And it features one of the newest things in my life. And you see in the book, in the Treatment Essentials book, I did a lot of research on subtle types of healing devices, on light machines, color machines. There are now FDA-approved electromagnetic machines for treating cancer,
yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And then I looked at some very sophisticated machines, but what I ended up with and what I fell in love with is it's called a biomat. And instead of buying a sauna, a far infrared sauna, these mattresses, you lay down on them and they radiate far infrared radiation into the body. Now, this is light, but it's the range of light that actually creates, agitates the cell, the water in the cells, and heats it. So it heats the body from the inside out.
Now, is far infrared better than near?
Yes, yes.
Because yes. I've heard just the opposite.
Well, I mean, anywhere in that range is going to be healthy. This particular biomat is full of crystals, and it's the highest quality thing I ever found. But I finally decided on this as a basic part of the protocol. And in terms of myself, I've been using it myself. I got one here in Brazil for about 5 weeks, and it's like hard to believe I ever didn't have one.
Okay.
You come home from it. I mean, I wrote an article about using it to treat cancer. You can go to a clinic in England or something and spend $18,000 to treat your cancer with heat. Or you can get one of these biomats and you can cook yourself twice a day at high heat. The thing is, cancer will die at lower temperatures than we do.
You talk about that in your Treatment Essentials book?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do.
You have a book on sodium bicarbonate.
Yes, and it's being edited now. It's an e-book, and it's being edited for publication in New York.
Okay. And you will announce all of your new things on your website if people sign up for your newsletter. You'll keep us all up to date on the water machine, everything that you're doing, right?
For sure.
We want a minute-by-minute description of everything you're doing.
If you go to my Facebook page, people get every day on my Facebook.
Okay.
Which
well,
is
thank you.
facebook.com/Dr. Circus.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been very, very delightful.
Thank you for having me, dear.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you on Monday.